The parasha begins, Eilat Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidos refers to the Mishkan, going forth, giving the details about the Mishkan, refers to the Mishkan in its role, its title as Mishkan HaEidos, the Mishkan of the of witnessing, of a testimony, there's some sort of Eidos about the Mishkan. What exactly is this Eidos? So Rashi tells us the Chazal, that the Eidos of the Mishkan was is a testimony that Rashi goes with the track in the Mishanim, that the Mishkan, only the concept came about post the Eagle. Prior to that, perhaps the connection between each Yidin and Kadosh Baruch Hu could have sufficed within what a person has in his own capabilities. But after Klal Yisrael was chayti with the Eagle, now they needed a structure to go. They had to go out of the Machna to go to a place where they could find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now they had this Mishkan. So the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw them build this Mishkan and says, okay, good, it's up to par. This is a fitting place for me to come visit you. So the fact that they had done that and he actually came back to meet and greet Klal Yisrael at the Mishkan was a testimony that he has been snatched to them after the Eagle, after the whole incident that had happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu was still willing to deal with Klal Yisrael. And the tremendous aid that the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina was there was a testimony to the renewal of the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's one way to go. But Rashi later on in Sefer Bamidbar, Rashi says another reason why the Mishkan was referred to as the Mishkan Eidos, the reason why it was called that, and that is because the Mishkan housed the Arin, and in that, the Luchais Eidos. The Luchais are Eidos, the wedding ring, so to speak, of Klal Yisrael. It's the mark, the sign of Klal Yisrael's moment of connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and binding us as an Am Nivchar. So that was the Luchais, are called the Luchais HaEidos. They testify to our relationship overall with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since the Mishkan housed the Luchais and the Arin, therefore, it was called the Mishkan HaEidos. Now, it raises a bit of an interesting point. If the Mishkan is called the Mishkan, the whole title is called Mishkan Eidos because of the Arin, that means it's telling us that the nucleus, the whole power source of the Mishkan is the Arin. Having that Arin, the rest of it was merely a housing for that nucleus. That energy came from the Arin, and the rest was a house for that with all the necessary, the requisite things one needed to have the proper avodah. But the power source, again, was the Arin. And that being the case, it's rather schwer to understand. How do we have the whole time, the Bayis Sheni, second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Arin, there was no Luchais there. So how can you go ahead and build a whole Beis HaMikdash if you're missing the kernel that kept the whole thing going? The whole source of Kedusha is not there. How could you have that? So those who want to say that there's a fundamental difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and that is because the Mishkan did not have any designated location. It was constantly on the move. And that being the case, what made this place more Kaddish than the next? And the answer to that would have to be that wherever the Mishkan, the Arin was, that in itself gave off radiated Kedusha. And therefore, wherever the Mishkan was, had Kedusha as well. Whereas the Beis HaMikdash was a Makam and Nivchar, the place in itself was a designated location, a Makam which is unique. And because of that, it had a special Kedusha even without the Arin. But perhaps, going a bit of a different track, how it's possible to have the same Kedusha without having the Arin. And that is, we know, Chagai Navi, this is right after the incident of Purim, after Achashverosh and the whole incident over there. So Klal Yisrael had tried to build a Beis HaMikdash prior to Haman and prior to all that. They had been stopped, you know, early in the process. Now afterwards, the Navi exhorts Klal Yisrael after Achashverosh to go ahead and get back to work rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael was back in Eretz Yisrael to a large degree. And the people who were back there were in the Strashel, they were not active in building the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi tells them, Chagai, the first parak, he says, Kayim HaShem Tzavakai Simu Vavchem Al Darkeichem. Go look around. You're settled. You're doing okay. And you're not trying to build a Beis HaMikdash. Alua Har Reveis HaMeis. Go ahead. Go up the mountain. Bring wood. Ve'Eretzabai V'Kavdam HaShem. Go ahead and build a bayis. Go ahead. V'nu HaBayis. Ve'Eretzabai V'Kavdam HaShem. Go build a bayis. Ve'Eretzabai. And I will find it desirous. I'm going to want it. V'Kavda. And I'll be honored with it. Amar HaShem. If you look at the word V'Kavda, the word V'Kavda naturally would be spelled Vav Aleph Kaf Dalet Hey with a Hey at the end. And I'll have honor in it. However, it's lacking the Hey. And Chazal tell us, the reason why it's lacking is because the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu was not full in the Bayis Sheni. He was lacking five things. One of them being the Arin, the Urim V'Tumim, and others. Five things were lacking. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go build it, but it's going to be lacking those five things. So the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael, I'm aware it's lacking the Arin, and I still want you to build it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly addressing this problem. He's saying, I know there's no Arin. You may come along and say, why should we build it? What's the point? There is no Arin. I'm telling you, I know that. And I'm telling you, I'm cognizant of the fact there are five things you will never replace, and still go and build it. The question is, what's the point in that? Good, there's a tziva to go ahead and do that. But what's the point? Perhaps the answer lies in the pasuk itself. It says, "Ve'eretzabai v'kavda." I'm going to want it. I'm going to want it. Whatever you go and build, I'm going to want it. I'm going to find desirous. Ve'eretzabai, I'm going to have a ritzai. Then the first word is ve'eretzabai. The next word is v'kavda. I'm going to find it a place with honor. The ve'eretzah is spelled vav aleph reish tzadik hey. There the hey is not lacking. V'kavda, when it comes to the honor, there the hey is lacking. The hey could have been taken off either one of the two words, either the word of ritzai or the word of kavod. It seems that the reason why the hey was chosen to be taken off the hey, perhaps the reason is it's taken off the word of kavod to tell you it's true. The honor the Beis HaMikdash will produce is no less. It's certainly less. It's lacking five things. But the reason, the measure of Kadosh Baruch Hu wanting the Beis HaMikdash is no less than the Bayis Rishon and the Mishkan. Why is that? Klal Yisrael says we don't have the tools to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem tells him, you know what? You're right. You don't have the tools. But if you go out and you try to do what you can, you put all the efforts you can, you work to the fullest degree that you can, and you put every bit of capability you have, you put to work in building a Bayis, the Ritzi will be no less. Even though I'm lacking the cover, even though I'm lacking, you can't do the same thing that the other Dairis did, the Ritzi will be no less. Just Derech Moshel, if a child comes to a parent, everyone knows, children, you come, you know, child draws a picture. If an older child comes and draws a painting, painting or a picture and looks, you know, scribbled, it's not a big deal. A little kid, a 2-3-year-old kid comes to a parent and says, look what I drew for you. I drew a beautiful picture for you. And you ask the kid, what exactly is this anyways? You have no idea what it is. Oh, it's a house. I made a picture of a house for you. And every parent says, wow, you made such a beautiful, beautiful picture. Why is that? Why is it so beautiful? If your 15-year-old child drew it, you'd say, you know, what kind of picture is this? But if a little child goes ahead and draws it, you say, wow, it's beautiful because they put in every bit of effort they can to show their chiba for the parent. If we go ahead, and many of us have, and we look at life and we say, look, we're challenged here. What can I learn anyways? How good can my davening be anyways? But if each person takes their own capabilities and you max it out the most you can, the Eretz Yisrael will be just as much on par as if someone who had the full potential.